I've just been down to Woolies to do some shopping. Got a couple of bargains, which is good. Love a bargain. I got 3 boxes of Pepsi Next, not containing corn syrup. $10 a box of 24. How good is that? It was like $8 off. 40% off, people. Now, that's a bargain. No coupons required, big fatty. We don't have coupons in Australia. We just have the greatest prices in the world. No tipping. Can you believe it? This guy helped me at the cash register because I had to show my signature for my silly American Express card, and I didn't even have to tip him for helping me.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
No coupons required, Big Fatty. We don't have coupons in Australia.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1345 of the BFO Fofarite, the 22th of March 2013, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me, I'll show y'all I've got an update on the and a lot on my list, yes! Hello, travelers! Yes, Big Freddy! Hi, everyone! I hope you're all right! It's going well, y'all, your travelers today, because y'all, everybody seems to be planning trips, y'all, to include Larry Klein. He is on his way up to New York. New York, sometimes it's named twice, for the weekend, and I think he's just kind of swooping in and swooping out, and so he's got some sort of events plan that he's going to and all. So anyway, I don't know if he's gotten in touch with anybody about his trip up there or not. So if you happen to see him, just ignore him. Just ignore him. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll do it. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the little Aussie battler. Y'all, that's Scotty. Scotty from down there in the future. Y'all, you know he is planning a trip up to the U.S. of A. and northern Mexico in the summer. Y'all, he is he's flying to the U.S. of A. on the 28th for right day, the 28th of June, and is flying back on Tuesday, the 16th of July. So y'all, he'll be here quite a while, almost 3 weeks. And y'all, he keeps asking all these questions and all about going different places. Y'all, I saw on the it was a slice of pizza pie. Yes, McFetty. He was asking on the Twitter about, he was saying that he was going to fly from the Chicago's, which is where he's initially going for some sort of conference. He was going to fly to Boone, North Carolina. Now, y'all, I don't know a single soul in Boone, North Kakalaki. And y'all, I hope he doesn't think that Big Fatty is anywhere close to that, because y'all, I'm not. I'm at least 4 or 5 hours away from there. So anyway, but I guess that's still closer than the future. Yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, don't be surprised if you hear more and more from Scotty about his upcoming trip. And Scotty, just for you, can you hear that? Can you hear that, y'all? Since we had Lori Warbucks and Undress with an A on yesterday's little show, I didn't get a chance to tell you about the coupon. I did go to the coupon on Hump Day for the penny coupon. Y'all, the penny coupon was the Von's East sandwich cookeries. And y'all, so I picked up a bag of those and took them into the coal mine. And y'all, they're already gone. They're like a bunch of vultures, just gone. And but y'all, they had frozen vegetables on sale. I got me some. No, I don't know. Oh, the good apple snack was on sale. You don't have to take that with my what do you call that stuff? The cholesterol medicine. Yes, McFatty. Salad was on sale. Got me some green beans. Y'all got some sauerkraut and boneless poke again, because I really enjoy that boneless poke. Y'all are right now making me some beef chili. For my supper, they had the good Oscar Mayer Bayfront on sale. And y'all, I got another bag of the sweet onions that I, you know, I gave you the recipe for to bake those with the sauce and the butter and salt and pepper. Y'all, the lady thought I was ancient. She gave me the senior citizens discount. And y'all, I spent... $46.31, but y'all have saved $21.21. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. So anyway, there you go. Y'all, you know, I played the phone call from Bonita about the tomato gravy, and y'all, I had said that I thought that that was Gavin that had mentioned that, but y'all, it was not. It was a Timmy Sims. Carry on, citizen Timmy Sims. He was talking about the tomato gravy, so I wanted to make sure I got that correct. Let's see. You know, I was also that Peter G had said something about putting the onions in the freezer when you went to cut them, and you wouldn't have the tears. Well, y'all, I don't remember who it was right now, but someone suggested that you suck on a sour ball. Baby, that's vulgar. And if you do that while you're cutting your onions, you can't have tears either. And y'all, I wish I could remember who that was. But I don't. Mark your calendars now, because this Sunday, the 24th, y'all, that is the Palmy Sunday. Be ready. We've got the State of the Station. State of the Station this Sunday evening at 7 p.m. in the evening Eastern Daylight Time, in the only time zone that matters. So y'all be over there at the Pride 48, and we'll catch up and bring you up to date on everything that we know at this point. Big Fatty, that just sounds lovely. Now, y'all, I'm sorry I didn't have more time to talk to you yesterday about the demise of the but y'all, I spoke to Miss Porter on Thursday, and you know, Wednesday afternoon, hump day afternoon, Miss Porter and Granny went by the. Because, you know, the horror group, we have a couple of trophy cases in there, since that was our home bar, and had to get those things out of there. And, I'll just give you a little bit of information from what, now this is from what I understand, but the proprietor and his other half, y'all, they had parted ways a while back, and... went to work at a convenience store, and his other half continued to run the bar. And y'all, I just find that interesting. But when Miss Porter and Granny went by there, the other half, the former other half, had no idea that the bar was being shut down. Y'all, they took their liquor license away, because, you know, you can't really run a bar if you don't have a liquor license. Evidently, none of the employees knew what was going on. Well, I mean, they had to have had an idea that it was not in good shape. When Granny and Miss Porter got there, the other half, or the former other half, was there. The alarm company has come to take out their equipment. The company that they rented the pool tables from, and the video games from, they were there picking up their things. The ice machine was being removed. So, y'all, I think that it's pretty much a done deal. And, you know, I thoroughly believe something else will open in that location in the future. I've not heard any definite plans about that, but we shall see. And I think the best comment I heard about it all was from Dr. Stone. He says, has been opening and closing more than the Octomom's hoo-hoo.
Big Fatty, that is vulgar!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's John Kobeck, New York, New York. How are you? Just calling to say hello. Once again, I've gotten a little behind on the little shows, but I'm catching up. I was just listening to today's little show, and I had to call you because at the end of the show, when you read the Bible verse, it moved me in such a way that I went and had a bowel movement, and I just wanted to let you know. But anyway, I'm enjoying the little shows, especially the religious aspect. And I just wanted to say happy Wednesday, happy hump day, and thank you for calling.
Dang, I see Big Fatty. Was that John's ride coming to get him?
Huh? Well, John, I don't know. John, thank you so much for the call. And oftentimes, Big Fatty is credited with many a bowel movement.
Yes, Big Fatty, you tend to make people poop their pants.
Don't know what that means. Y'all, the next call I'm just going to say it's just interesting. Y'all, I don't know who the hell it is. They identify themselves, but I've listened a couple of times, and I find it hard to understand what they're saying. So, anyway, is the caller there?
Oh, hello. I'm Gashella Ferenze from Cooking with Gash. And someone tell me you have a question about... what to do for a stinky onion finger. Now, this trick I tell you is to work for onion finger and garlic finger. And this is a very difficult question, but I think I know the answer. Now, this is what you do. You take a stainless steel knife, like your chef knife, and you take some warm hot water, like from out of the tap. You run the warm water from the tap, and you take the stainless steel knife, and you rub your finger on the stainless steel knife after you cut your garlic or your onion, and run your finger on the knife under the water, and your fingers smell lovely and fresh. I'm Kasher Ferenze, listening to me on KFAB Radio. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, I still don't know what that name is, but y'all, they sound Mexican. They sound Mexican to me is all I got to say. But y'all, first of all, thank you, Mystery Caller, for the hint. And y'all, I got to tell you something. I just before I started recording a little show today, y'all, I chopped up some onions to make with my chili. And y'all... And I tried the little tip, and y'all, it works. It works. Now, Aussie Martinez suggested that I use opera-length puppet show gloves. Big Fatty, please, he's vulgar. And just use those, and that would keep the onion smell off of it. But, y'all, I've got better uses for opera-length puppet show gloves than cutting onions. Yes, Big Fatty. But, y'all, try it. Try it. It worked for Big Fatty. Oh, and by the way, I remembered the person that suggested that I put a that I suck on a sour ball, but Big Fatty, it's still vulgar, was the number three fan of the BFO for 2012. Y'all, is the gay cowboy Chuck up there in the New Hampshire. Yes, Big Fatty.
You get close to it. First, I have to say hi, Kathy Bacon. She's touching herself inappropriately. Yes, and I am quiet. Yeah, so you get close. I have hush mouth. You get close to it. First, I have to say hi, Kathy Bacon. She's touching herself.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that was Miss Bacon, and y'all, evidently that Lori Warbucks made her a happy bacon. Happy bacon for the weekend. So, Miss Bacon, I'm so glad that you enjoyed that. It's just lovely. Y'all, I've got quite a few things here that I want to talk to you about on the quiz programs, but y'all, I saw that old Spot and Crazy was at it again, so I think that we should head on over to the WWW. What do you think, Poodle? Yes, Big Fatty, I love Spot and Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, since that Peter G spotted Big Fatty, you know, he was taking the nipper nap with his ginger pussy. Big Fatty, small guy. Y'all, Peter G went back and he spotted Big Fatty. Cock-a-doodle-doo, it's World Poultry Day. And here's our favorite cock of the walk. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And y'all, Big Fatty is a big old, you can go over there and see... Big Fatty ruffling his feathers. Yes, Big Fatty, it's vulgar. And y'all, we hit 800 posts over at Spot. Big Fatty, y'all, it just does my heart good to know that. And y'all, Mr. Mike up there in the Squamish, B.C., y'all, he spotted Big Fatty out in the wild. And y'all, quite frankly, I can't tell... If the vomit on the left or the right is Big Fatty. Big Fatty, neither can we. But regardless, you could be twins. Yes! Like I said, y'all, that Moose P, you know, Moose P was the number one fan of the BFO for 2010, and y'all, he sent me just a real nice message about the closing of the Mystery of the Atlantic Room, and y'all, he said it made him think about how the local homosexual establishment was such an influence on his life, and y'all, I think... people of a certain age, I'm not sure if the young bucks out there now are quite the same, but people of a certain age, you know, the gay bar was oh dear, I see, it was a gathering spot, and it was just it was a part of your early life, and finding those that were similar to you and all that kind of stuff and all. And y'all, I told Moose that I thought, I just personally thought that the gay bar would be coming back. I don't think it is in for a demise, but that's just Big Fatty's gut feeling. And y'all, if you got a gay bar in your area, maybe head on out there sometime this weekend. Scotty, you got any last minute advice for people going to gay bars?
No coupons required, Big Fatty. We don't have coupons in Australia.
Oh, I've never used a coupon at a gay bar. Happy weekend.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.